B-Pod Studios.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
Pump your ass.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up and ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, Bring the Heat.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. I love when you get going like that. You get the arms going, both arms. I'm like, uh-oh, he's unloading now. You had both arms going. Not just one. You didn't leave one on the coffee. You put the coffee down, and you launched.
I had to. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I
you
can't
had
take
to.
It. Like, I'm getting aggravated.
I enjoyed
again.
It. I enjoyed it, Ant. It was real. Let's see what we got on the Bring the Heat line today. Or not.
Gabe, I have a great idea for you. Less pressure on you. Next time you bring Cole Irvin in, just have him stand on the mound and give the opposing team a batting tee. Because he's not a major league pitcher. Am I going to put on a bat and kid can hit off of him?
You're not wrong. I mean, look, people, were they flooding the Bring the Heat line with Gabe hate last night? Because Gabe gave you some reasons to be angry last night. I'm glad people are reacting to the mistakes that Gabe made. And Segura.
You know.
Spit in your eye.
Come on.
You're not asking a lot here.
You know what I don't understand? The Phillies, they go ahead and sign all these guys. Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto, you know, Gene Segura, Andrew McCutchen, pick up Jay Bruce midseason. Come on, man. You got to show up against these good pitchers. Hello, Patrick Corbin. Hello, Max Scherzer. Yeah, what do we do? Nothing. A whole bunch of nothing.
Yeah, well, you know. Listen, I get it. I get it. I mean, their pitch is terrible. And look, the Nationals may finish ahead of the Phillies. They may not be out of the race, the Nationals.
No. But not by a long shot. Because, well, what do they have? They have some great starting pitching.
In their lineup,
some bats.
They've been playing a lot better since they got Trey Turner, who's their leadoff guy. Says nothing. Philly's got no leadoff guy.
Nope.
You got away with a little bit with McCutchen, but you got no leadoff man.
Yeah. See, that's the thing. That's the thing that disheartens
me. But Klintak doesn't believe in a leadoff guy. He doesn't believe in stealing bases.
It doesn't matter if you get a guy on. He's got to hit home runs.
Look at Trey Turner. He'll hit a home run. He'll steal a base.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing where I feel bad.
Whit Merrifield from Kansas City. He'll hit a home run. He'll steal a base. The kid I like, the kid Malik Smith. Yeah, decent pop, but he's got speed.
Yeah. Well, here's the deal, though. That's why it's disheartening today, because they need starting pitching. I can't even count on Nola. Arrieta's been my best guy over the last 4 weeks. My best starter. Other than Pivetta. And I can't count on him. I don't know that I can count on Pivetta either. And you don't have a center fielder. You don't have a leadoff guy. You still need bullpen help, and you need a closer. Other than that, that should be great.
Right?
I mean, come on, the laundry list is getting long here. What's next?
I get it. The pitching hasn't been good this year. Bullpen, whatever, all the injuries. But this lineup was supposed to be counter-all.
Yeah.
And it is absolutely embarrassing. This lineup is embarrassing. Every single player in this lineup should be embarrassed.
I agree with that.
Yes, you're right on.
When you look, I'm going to look at their numbers right now. The hitting averages for this team. JT's leading the way in batting average, 271. But let me sort it here by batting average. Cesar at 264. Harper's at 243 now. But you look at, okay, let's look at, well, McCutchen's out. Reese, 268 right now. But Reese only has 14 home runs. Or not 14, he's got 15 home runs. He should have more than that.
Yeah, look, he struggled. Yes.
Based on the effect of having Harper in that lineup?
No, I agree. And Realmuto. I mean,
yeah.
He's got supreme protection batting in between Harper and Realmuto.
Yeah, and Segura over the last month's batting like 188. I mean, he's your best hitter on the team. He's down to 270 now. That's not good.
Why the is Irvin still a pitcher on this team? Get him the hell out of here.
Yes.
I'm so sick of this pitching.
Not a big
the
league
team
player.
Is starting to drive me nuts.
He's not a big league player. Why is he in that game last night when the entire bullpen is available in a two-run game?
It's ridiculous.
It makes no sense at all. I couldn't believe it. Bring it in. Cole Irvin.
No, and it's funny. You know when you know things? I was like, let's bring Cole Irvin. Ball game.
Yeah.
And then Dozier into the flower bed. And then Para. Home run.
We have audio, actually, of the Nationals when they saw that Cole Irvin was brought into the game.
Welcome to the party.
Yeah. They're like, oh, dude, thank God. This
Did
is
you
great.
Find McCarthy on the Segura play?
Oh, to see if he called him out for it? Yeah, we'll see if we can dig up that audio.
Because I bet you Kruk can't like that.
Yeah, hit up. See if Andrew can pull that audio.
What am I saying? I saw Kruk called him out on it.
He did?
Yeah.
Good.
But I get three okay guys. Three in a row of this guy. Can we get him off? Jesus, Lord. I'm tired of hearing him every spring that he... His takes aren't even good. Okay. Jeez. Ugh. Next. Okay.
Yeah, you're dead right about that. The okay guy has really lost a lot off his fastball this time of year.
I think there's okay overload.
Mm-hmm. Well, he had three back-to-back because Egan did it the other day and didn't realize that you were out. And we had three okay guy calls back-to-back. He hit like every sport.
Oh, no, he didn't.
Yeah.
I just simply said I'll take the blame for it.
Yeah, and that morning Dip tweeted in that day. He said, did Egan even lick the stamp before he mailed it in?
Wow.
I said, I
Morning
doubt
Dip,
he did.
Strong.
Yeah, that's a strong tweet that he sent in after you mailed in that bring the heat like you did today. What's next?
Thanks, bud.
Jake Kapler. If James Segura is in that starting lineup tonight, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to buy a ticket no matter how much it costs. Behind the Phillies dugout, the next home game they have, I'm going to boo your ass all nine innings, and I'm going to demand for you to be fired. Okay.
Yeah, see, listen, that was good, and that was worthy, but we got to take a break a couple days a week.
Yeah. And he's trying too hard with the okay. Just let the okay come out normal. That's why you're an okay guy.
I thought it was good. Again, I thought that was good. When it's warranted, okay, man.
Yeah. He's going to the well too often here. If you want to get a Phillies ticket, it's not going to be
You can't go 5 days, okay.
Yeah.
5 days. You can call, but don't go, okay, the end.
Okay.
You can pick up a ticket for tonight down at Nationals Park for $14. Or when the Marlins come to town on Friday, tomorrow, you can get a Phillies ticket for like $21.
That's Chase Elliott night.
Yeah. Oh, tomorrow is?
Yeah, it's Chase Elliott's retirement game.
Oh, that's right. Chase is going into history as a Philly. I'm sure he'll have a moving speech, right?
Sure, it'll be very, very motivational.
Yeah. You looking forward to the Utley speech, Ant?
No.
No?
Listen, I love Chase.
The player.
I do. I love Howard. I love Jimmy. I love those guys. But you know what? Like, you know, I'm worried about now.
Yeah, you know.
I would be more into it if, like, you know, the Phillies are rolling.
Four games up, I'm ready to party.
You know, all right. You know, like, August.
Yeah.
I'm not ready for it now.
This is getting to be like a rolling out AI when the Sixers stunk.
Yeah, I
just sell some tickets.
Yeah, I'm out. I'm out on that.
Yeah, I guess all the boys will be in town, though, right? You got to have...
They weren't for Jimmy night.
There was a couple guys.
Yeah, but like Howard wasn't in town.
Well, did you see how they said there's going to be a special catcher?
Are the Chooches back?
They didn't say who. I just read that today.
It'll be Todd Pratt coming back.
You know, Sal Fasano?
Would you guys love, wouldn't it be great, like, if you turned over, like, you boot Gabe, and then you got Jimmy as the manager with Chase, Howard, and Charlie as his bench coach.
And get Bo in there, too. You got to get Bo in there.
See, I'd be terrified that it wouldn't go well, and then you'd end up, like, disliking them.
Well, that's what happens a lot of times.
How can you get dislike that?
You know what I mean, though? Like, I don't want to rip those guys because I love those guys.
Tell me Jimmy would be a great manager.
Oh, I think he would be.
I think Jimmy's got the makeup to be a great manager.
His swag, walking out to the mound.
Plus, he's cool. He's likable.
Yeah.
It's Jimmy. You know what I mean? Plus, he played. You know, again, he's got Craig.
Well, Gabe played.
Yeah, but he wasn't as good as Jimmy.
He was an off-the-bench guy. And the thing is with Jimmy, like, Jimmy will age well to where he can wear the uniform. You got to consider that. As a man ages, well, you he's still have, look good in uniform.
You have, yeah, so you have Jimmy as the manager, right?
Yeah.
You got, you know, Chase would be his, why, his hitting coach?
Consigliere.
His hitting coach. No, you got Charlie's got to, you have to have one veteran guy. Charlie comes in as his bench coach.
Yeah.
Like back in the day, Zimmer was.
Don Zimmer.
Joe Torre's bench coach.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you got Howard.
I like to put Chase in third.
Whatever. Have him the, I don't know. You're all there.
It's a little Flyers-esque of you, Ant.
It is.
Sorry, isn't it, Jay?
Yeah.
Yeah, but Jimmy would be a great manager.
Yeah, I know. I'm just teasing.
He's a good man, good baseball man. I'm
got to go cut his teeth somewhere.
I'm up for that.
And put him with the Iron Pigs and let's see how he does and then bring him up.
Yeah. And let Howard be the GM.
You want Rod Howard to be the GM?
Where does Rod Barajas fit into this?
Yeah.
Barajas.
Does Jenkins have a role here going forward, or Travis Lee? Can Travis Lee do something?
I'm just bringing back that squad. I'm not bringing back the...
And when Hamels retires, he can be your pitching coach.
Yes, of
absolutely
course. Exactly.
All right, that is Bring the Heat. It's brought to you by
I'd be happy with that.
Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Is your AC revved up, ready for summer? Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you. 610-632-0975. It is the Midday Show, and it's right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, listen, bed bugs can tear your whole world apart, Natalie.
Ew.
I know. No matter how clean your house is, no matter how careful you are, it's if just one bed bug gets in your home, they spread all over, Nat. That's right. And you can buy a bunch of chemicals and steam the heck out of everything, but they'll spread to another room. Oh, scary stuff. For bed bugs, you need an expert. Someone who understands how they live and breed. You need Expel Exterminating. Expel built their business working with top-rated multi-housing management companies in Philadelphia, performing thousands of bed bug treatments per year. Expel's technicians, all state licensed, trained. They offer a 6-month bed bug warranty. Prices up to 50% less than their competitors. To get rid of the bed bugs, gnats, and termites, and roaches, and ants,
stop
and roaches.
It.
I got the skeeves too, Nat. Just call 877-BUG-FREE. Then you're good. That's 877-BUG-FREE. Or go to expel1.com. That's expel, the number 1.com. Expel Exterminating. If it bugs you, it bugs us.
Gargano and Mertitus Middays. The Fanatic.
1 o'clock hour brought to you by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Philly proud and Philly strong for over 49 years. To find out more, visit injurylawyer.com.
What up?
I got my Quyunes hanging here.
What up?
Oh my.
So quit asking. Guys are walking around naked.
What do you say, Hack? What's going on, man?
Just my ass.
God, jeez.
6 o'clock, Cousins Corner. South Philly Racing Sports.
Yo, you South Philly tonight?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm kind of excited.
Yeah, nice. Down at where, Packer Avenue?
Yep.
Nice.
You ever been there before?
Yeah. Yeah.
You need directions?
No.
You print you out a map quest?
You know, you should go to that place. Long before there was sports there, when it was just horses, Ray Rhodes.
The Ray Rhodes Show?
Was a big horse guy.
Really?
And he would leave, like, that was his outlet. He would, like, leave.
Go bet the ponies.
He would leave his office, and he would go to the OTB, sit in the corner.
It's at the track.
Have a couple, you know, like, Miller Lights and bet the ponies.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That was his little outlet.
Old Ray was a... It's a track guy. Little papers and everything all around him.
A lot of those old football guys. Mm-hmm.
That explains a lot.
Would do that. But it was his way to get out. Yeah. Like, you know, get away. You know, long way. You need a couple hour break. You go watch the
Clear
horses.
Your head.
Yeah.
Yep. Put a little money down. Have a little mini adrenaline rushes as you go through.
And he would do that. He would go to that.
Maybe
South Philly Racing Sports Book.
Maybe he should have bet a little less horses, a little more watching film.
No. He was a hard worker. He just, you know, that was his. His outlet.
Way to clear his head.
Yeah.
Yeah. He won a Coach of the Year award, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Green Bay.
610-632-0975.
He's a good, better coordinator.
Yeah. He wasn't cut out to be the head man, the boss of bosses.
Well, he was a defensive guy.
Yeah. And Cote was an offensive guy, and he turned out to be offensive.
Yeah.
Let's go to Matt in South Philly on the Fanatic. Hey, Matty.
Hey, how's it going, fellas? What's up, cuz?
Yo, Matt.
Yeah, just wanted to call in, trade, and signing Tobias. You know, at the time, that trade was so, you had to do it. There was really no other option, and I was just as excited as the next guy. But, you know, now with like a little bit of separation and taking a look at these free agents, I think that we're overvaluing the Tobias Harris thing just because of the assets that we spent. And I mean, that's just my opinion there. I mean, I love, you look at a guy like Julius Randle is a guy I would love to be able to have as a four, with the exception of when Joel ate him over at the Staples Center that one night. I really love Julius Randle's game.
Yeah, the only problem, see, the reason why I like Tobias was Julius Randle could score, he's a good ball player. But the reason why I like Tobias is that Tobias is a three, that corner three is his shot. Extending the floor. See, I think we undervalued Tobias Harris because I don't think we saw enough of him, and he was able to fit in. Like, they needed to play more together.
I agree. The one thing I will say with that, if you're a ball, you're going to find your shot, and I think it just didn't seem to fit. And on paper, it looked beautiful. You know,
I think there's a thing though, Matt, too, to playing together and finding out where guys like the ball when they like to get it.
If you remember,
he had some games.
I mean, he had some games during the playoffs, right?
Yeah, I think he had a 29-pointer and a 21-point game.
I just think
is that worth the max contract slot? Is that where it gets in?
Yeah, I hear you. To me,
you got to look at your value to your team, not to what conventional wisdom.
I think so, Matt. I mean, listen, I hear you. You're on the other side. It's cool, but I would do it. Yeah. I would do it. Now here's what I believe. I believe that ultimately, I think they have a chance to run this thing back, but I think it's going to cost. Like, you're going to have to.
Buck up.
You're going to have to buck up for Tobias. Because I don't think Tobias... I think Tobias is pretty low-key. And I think, you know, he probably needs a little bit more time to warm up to Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, like, Jimmy...
He's an intimidating presence.
Yes, and he's an acquired taste.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe it takes time. And I think there is something to guys playing on the floor together to realize flow.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to convince Tobias by paying Tobias.
Okay. And then he'll learn to love Jimmy.
Yeah, right? I don't know if he'll ever love him, but Jimmy. I think he'll, you know, tolerate.
Coexist. Yeah. Okay. 610-632-0975. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back. We got to get to Pete from Princeton and a couple other people here before the top of the hour. Tyrone in for Mikey Miss today. Mikey Miss off today? Hitting the links or something? Enjoying a little time off that time of year? Good for him.
He's in, what, Colorado?
Is that right? And under in the thin air?
Yes.
Trying to hit long drives, so he went all the way out to Colorado to hit the long ball. Yeah, whatever works.
Yeah.
You want to drive it to 275, you got to go out to Colorado. You got to take a plane. It's a hell of a drive.
That's nice. It's the beautiful surroundings.
Oh, I'd love to play golf out there.
Yeah,
legalization, as Pat clearly points out.
I actually like Denver as a city. I like the city.
I've never been. I've never been to Denver.
I used to go all the time. I was there at the opening of Coors Field.
Well, we got some baseball news on the other side.
We do?
Yeah. Some interesting baseball news. Doesn't have to do with the Phillies, but it's just interesting baseball news.
All right, let's get to it.
Well, T.O. will find out the baseball news and more. Stay tuned. It is the Midday Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Martinez Middays. The Fanatic.
Ehlers.
Nikolai Ehlers.
Yeah.
From the Winnipeg Jets.
Yeah. Huh? The name I mentioned yesterday on Twitter several times.
So is there a chance that he could be coming here?
I'm hearing a lot of chatter about it. And
I like him,
some
by
others
the way.
Now apparently are as well. I do, too. He's young.
Good score.
Good score. Left winger. Young. They got a lot of issues out there with their cap in Winnipeg. So they got to move guys on, as we're seeing. They got to pay some guys. And that's a guy that could land here. And a pretty big deal.
That's a huge deal.
Yeah, it would be a big deal. He's under contract,
no
$6 million a year. Stop it, Pat. I care. And that's all that matters. That's all you need to know. So everybody's going, oh, Chuck Fletcher's making all these moves, and I'm not wowed. Look, a lot of people probably don't know Nikolai Ehlers is here. I get it. Plays in the Western Conference. He's a good player.
No, I feel like fancy hockey.
Yeah.
You know who he is.
Oh, you've played him before. You're always playing those guys from the peg. Whether Scheifele.
Because they all score.
Yeah.
Big Kyle Connor fan.
Yeah, yes. He's got to get paid, too.
It's part Connor Hellebuck.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a name that is out there. I dropped it out there last night. I've heard the name mentioned a couple
I
times
like
to
that,
me.
Be honest with you.
So, yeah.
That kind of excites me a little bit.
Be a roster defenseman and a prospect, perhaps.
That's pretty interesting.
You know?
Hey, speaking of Canada, a real interesting story out of Major League Baseball. The Tampa Bay Rays have received permission from MLB to become, get this, a two-city team.
What do you mean? Like playing Montreal and Tampa?
Yes.
Well, I knew Montreal exactly. was trying to get a team back.
Montreal.
Wow.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So they would play early games in Tampa Bay, finish the season out in Montreal.
What, so like the first half of the season in Tampa and the
Sounds
second?
Like that, yeah.
Who gets the playoff run?
Yeah. And how That's do you do question. That? Like, where do the players say, I play for the Montreal-Tampa Rays?
If I was a player, I would hate it.
Yeah, because yeah. What are you going to do? You're going to have two places?
Well, yeah, two separate tax structures.
As a fan, it's cool. But as a player, man, I mean, this is going to hurt them getting any free agents.
Well, who wow. would want to go? Like, the problem is, what do you do? You know, if you're Tampa, then you got to have housing for the players.
Yeah. Well, here's the
I
deal,
mean, if you're the ownership. So you go to Montreal, you know, give them a high rise, you know, for whatever. Right?
It's not a definite, but it's just their.
It would be kind of cool to be a boat, like, you know. I wouldn't want to do it. It could open up a can of worms mm-hmm. around sports.
Well, here's the deal, though. So Florida, there's no income tax. In Montreal, you got the Canadian dollar, and there's massive income tax. Like, players sign in Florida knowing they don't have an income tax.
Yeah,
right?
But
and now all of a sudden...
I wonder if they can figure it out where...
Compensated somehow?
Yeah, I mean, their permanent residence is Tampa. I don't know.
Well, imagine like other teams
up there. You're getting taxed on their tax structure. It's part of the reason why they want a team to
yeah.
is the influx of tax revenue that comes with
yeah,
it.
I don't know.
It's crazy.
Like, you're a hockey guy. Imagine if the Coyotes did this within like another city.
Yeah, they did it with a Quebec City.
Yeah, like a struggling hockey team.
Yeah,
becoming a dual.
Boy, this is
Wait a second. I got big news. NFL. The NFL PI rule has been finalized.
Oh, the new
coaches can challenge calls. Or no calls before the 2-minute warning, then replay officials can stop the game to do pass interference inside 2 minutes.
Wow. That's
so
a
you
bold
get to challenge
non
calls. You get to challenge calls or non calls.
That's crazy.
Ooh. I like that a lot.
Boy, in this last segment of the show, we've opened up two huge Pandora's boxes of sports. One, a team playing in multiple cities.
I don't want these
team.
Poor people in the hole. Do me a favor. Give them all FanFest tickets.
Yeah, give
Brian, you get FanFest tickets. Pete, Mike and Amber, you get FanFest tickets.
You're like Oprah over
Joe
here.
And Covington.
You get a car, Joe. It's Anthony's favorite thing.
Joe's in Covington, Virginia. He may not want the FanFest.
That's all right.
Come on.
What's the matter with him?
That is, isn't that interesting?
That's fascinating.
Like, you got, that, I like it a lot because how many times, big early in the game,
yep.
you get called, you get a big penalty for pass interference?
Yeah, you can look just at that one late in the game in the Saints and the effect it had on the game, whatever, right? But sometimes the game gets decided way before
yeah,
that.
Big player, I love it.
Does it say how many you get challenges?
I assume it's your same challenge rule works now.
Okay.
So,
Wow. Look, I appreciate a league recognizing there's a problem and putting a system with today's technology in place to fix the problem.
I like it.
Because we sit at home and we know what the right call is. And we go and we look at the people at the stadium and we go, how we all know it, the millions of people watching knowing, but they don't know it.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So let's get it right.
Yeah.
There's too much on the line these days.
You guys want to have a good chuckle?
Yeah.
To end the show? So ESPN put out that great story about the Lakers being kind of a dumpster fire about 3 weeks ago.
Right.
According to Ramona Shelbourne, the Lakers reportedly did not realize an accounting error that left them without cap space for a max contract until after they agreed to a deal with the Pelicans for Anthony Davis.
Yeah. They had no idea. Yeah, their accounting didn't allow
for that. How does that happen?
The contract for Kyrie.
Yeah, that's why they tried to clean it up. Yeah.
They've got the West Coast Pat Egan over there doing accounting for
him. He's a half-ass Egan over there working for Jenny Buss and the Lakers. All right, stay tuned. Coming up next, Tyrone, Andrew, Natalie, all
I'll
got
see
you.
6 o'clock.
Yeah, in, Cuts Corner.
Well, the NBA, we'll geek it out.
Awesome. Great stuff. Good job today, Pat. And the Mike Missinelli Show up next at 2, and our handoff is brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center. Specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit their website, hand2shouldercenter.com.